process, we talked about who asked why is there no problem with Naivir in the case where one of the guys that just has his hand out, he's prompting the other person to do the action of Otsah. And then we looked at what exactly is that lif na'iver, because Tosfos says, well, it's not a problem of lif na'iver, but there's still a derabanan problem l'hafresh min ha'iser.
Right.
And we saw different versions of what that l'hafresh min ha'iser could be. Is it l'hafresh min ha'iser precisely, or is it something else like kochiach tochiach, misayel l'dei avir avira, and at the end we proposed maybe even kochiach tochiach according to the Rambam.
Right. Meaning, when you talk about lif na'iver l'sitin mechshol, so you have at least two different satellite isurim you could discuss. Either what Tosfos here is pointing out, that a chiyuv l'hafrisho min ha'iser, which Tosfos assumes here is going to be drabanan. The Rosh grounded Tosfos' claim within another halacha. Which halacha is that?
The Rosh.
No, the Rosh brought a different Gemara. Gemara Nivamos. Yeah, Katan Ochal Nevelos Bezim Etziv and Lafrisho. Right, you also could point to maybe a concept like Kol Yisrael Ribim Zebazeh. Would that be Din D'Oraisa or Din Drabanan? If you invoked Kol Yisrael Ribim Zebazeh. What? The concept, at least. What? Probably D'Oraisa. Where do you find probably enough kamina for Yatzah Motzi in Hokos Brachos? At least you can Motzi somebody else, even though you're already Yotze. But it's not so clear. If you don't want to talk about a chiyuv l'hafrisho min ha'iser, midrabanan, what would you point to as a din d'oraisa? Possibly. So maybe Maseya Yedei Ovri Avera. Why would you have reason to believe that that's a din d'oraisa? Was there any hint to Isra Messiah being d'oraisa? What? Yeah, so maybe the Gemara in Shavuos Mem Zayin, where the Gemara quoted Lo Sinaf Lo Sanif, right? That you shouldn't be okay v'achar noif. There we saw Machlokes between the Smag and the Meiri had to understand that case. The Smag understood that's a special halacha in Niyuf, that Niyuf also includes an Isra Misayaya. The Meiri generalized it into a halacha of Misayel Dei Over Aver. Or, if you don't want to go to Misayaya Doraisa, you might want to turn to Hokeach Tochiach Esamisacha. Now it's interesting, the Maariv Tzchayis here, in the back of the Gemara, the Maariv Tzchayis points us to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, which you mentioned last time. And the Maariv Tzchayis thinks that the Rambam disagrees with this Tosfos, that the Rambam would hold that this case is actually the Oraisa. I'm not sure where published in this Gemara. Here, Chidushei Maariv Tzchayis. Depends on your Gemara. Sometimes they have it in the Yalkut Mefarshim. Sometimes they have it as a separate print. So here in Daf Gimel, you have Tosfos Dibur Masil Bava Derisha. Nichta Bitzido Ayin Rosh Kan. The Mosif the Harei Afilu Katan Ochal Nevelos Tiavon Bezem Mitzvah LaHafrisha. Kol Shekein Gadlo Shelo Yisayelo. VeUlam BeRambam Sefer Mitzvos Mitzaseh Reish Hei Matzasi Shakasav DeVichlal Mitzaseh DeOcheach Tochiach Husha Anachnu Mitzvah Shelo Nechtav Lo Nazov Zulaseinu VeIlmaseinu Sheyechta. Harei DeIsser Torah Gam Kein Yesh Baza. So the Rosh points out that the Maariv Tzchayis points out that he thinks, according to the Rambam, there would be an Isser d'Oraisa in this case, and that you'd say even the Chiyuv l'Hafrish is a din d'Oraisa. Never mind whatever the Isser Misayeh would be. Okay. We also pointed out that the Rosh's Kal v'Chomer from Katan to Gadol was definitely tenuous. You could distinguish and say it's part of the obligation of Chinuch. But he thought it was a valid Kal v'Chomer. And we also pointed out that the Rosh is strange because we paskin katan ochal nevelos ain bezin mitzvah l'hafrisho. So he's bringing Kal v'Chomer from a day that we don't paskin like, which is very, very strange. Also, just one more ha'ara from that sugya, just to prove that there is a distinction between an iser misayaya and a chiyuv l'hafrisho min iser. Even the Rishonim who paskin katan ochal nevelos ain bezin mitzvah l'hafrisho, right, if you see a child doing something, you don't have a chiyuv to separate him. So they'll still acknowledge that there's an iser l'safina le'biyadayim. You're not allowed to feed him nevelos with your hands. So clearly they're recognizing that there is a distinction between your obligation to separate, to prevent somebody from doing an iser, and the iser of you yourself encouraging somebody to do an iser. Meaning when you feed him the veils b'yadayim, that's going to be usur, because you're an active participant. At the same time, it may be mutter for you to stand by and allow him to eat them. So clearly they're acknowledging a distinction between chiyuv l'afrisho and iser mesayeh. Fine. So now, we pointed out also, with regard to this Tosos, that let's say you talk about this chad ibr dinara. According to Tosos here, you need tre ibr dinara in order to violate lifnei evil sitin mikshal. Tosos says, b'chad ibr dinara, you violate this iser drabanan. Right, so we weren't sure whether this iser drabanan is stepping away entirely from lifnei evil, or whether this iser drabanan is somehow a satellite of lifnei evil sitin mikshal. Okay, so who do we see who kind of wavered on that question last week? Somebody who's explicit. But when you have Chad Eber Denara, do you view that as kind of an extension of Lifnei Iver? Or do you view that as just invoking a different halachic principle? He was Soser himself. Yeah, the Ritva and Bava Metzia and the Ritva and Avodah Zarah. Right, the Ritva went back and forth, whether it's Isra Misayeya, Bechad Iber Dinara, whether that's an extent, that is the lav of Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Mikshal under certain circumstances, or whether we're doing away with Lifnei Iver and we're invoking a separate Isra Misayeya. So now there's the question, I think that question itself turns on the nature of Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Mikshal. What is that Aveira? If you view Lifnei Iver as being an Isra from the Torah to participate in Averos, so then it's very natural that you'd extend it to some form of an Isra Misayeya. Because that's essentially what the principle is. Sometimes you're missing the condition of Shtei B'dinara, but at least you have the principle. If you think that Lifnei Evil Sitin Mikshal is an entirely different Isser, so then it's questionable whether you could extend it to Isra Misayeya. So just take a look for a second at the evidence on Lifnei Evil Sitin Mikshal, just to see if whether we've shown him interpret Lifnei Iver as a kind of Isra Misayeya, or whether they view it as a separate halacha. So what do we know on this in this regard? About the Isra of Lifnei Iver.
What? Is it its own separate whatever?
So we know most Rishonim count Lifnei Iver as a separate mitzvah, a separate lav in the Torah, Isra Daraisa. But what do they emphasize? So there's the famous Torah's Kohanim, the Rashi quotes in Vayikra Yutas. So I thought we just read it for us. So how does the Rashi explain it? Rashi is really quoting a Torah's Kohanim here. It's not really Rashi's Chiddush.
To fool someone.
Yeah, it's an Isser to fool somebody. When they're blind, you shouldn't give them bad advice. That's the Torah's Kohanim's perspective. When you look at the cases of Lifnei Iver and the Gemara, so you get a different perspective. What do you get from the Gemara?
That it's about participating in an Isser.
Participating in an Isser. So where do you find Lifnei Iver in the Gemaras? Just from what you know. What are cases of Lifnei Iver? Okay, so Nazar and Yayin, that's Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Daf Vav. You're not allowed to hand over a kosher Yayin to another. That's clearly Isser. Okay, where else? Do you have Lifnei Iver? Eber Menachai. Giving that's with a non-Jew.
Yeah.
Can't extend Eber Menachai to a non-Jew. It's also being Machshon on Avera. What else?
A question about giving your son to a Roeh.
Fine, that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Hei. That if you know the Roeh is going to be grazing from someone else's flock, so you shouldn't give him your sheep, because that would be Lifnei Iver. Or else? You have it in a Mishnah, a very famous case in Bava Metzia. Ribbis. The Mishnah says that there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mikshal both for the Malva and for the Lova, because they're both being Machshil each other in the Isser. Maybe an Isser also for the Sofer. You also have the Gemara in Moed Katan about somebody, an Av, who's Makeh B'no Gadol. If he hits his son, so that's violating Lifnei Iver because he might hit him back. So all these cases are clearly cases of Yisurim. So the question is, do you think that what Rashi quotes in Vayikra, so do you think that's just a separate din of Lifnei Iver, and then the Bavli is extending it also to cases of Averas, or do you think it's the same principle? That both of them are just general instances of giving bad advice. Okay? So let's take a look at the Rambam for 1 second. Rambam lo sase resh tzadi tes. Chana, what does the Rambam say?
That means that a resh tzadi tes, kisha yitarnu, she's hearing,
Yeah, so I'm siding with Rashi here, according to Toras Kohanim, that the Isra of Lifnei Yivel Sitin Mechshol is an Isra of Eitzah Sheino Hogenes Lo. Go on. Ein zichlo. The mind's eye. So what did Ram just do? Yeah. So Ram says that the Isra of Ram says Vilav is the Amrushu Kolal Gamkein. Ram saying there's a second component to Lifnei Yivel Sitin Mechshol. And then he starts quoting, you'll see, he quotes the Mishnah in Bava Metzia 9hei. Have Malve Velove Beribish Shneim Yachad Over Mishum Lifnei Yiver. But Ram doesn't think that it's just a separate category of Lifnei Yiver. Right? But he acknowledges that it's different. He says Shu Kolal Gamkein. But then Ram interprets the Avera component in terms of the first component of the Eitz Hashem Ogenes. Ram says someone who's blinded by his passion to do an Avera, so if you help him, so you're giving him Eitz Hashem Ogenes Lo. That's very interesting. So now, I would have said, just from this Sefer HaMitzvah, so the Ram thinks it's one principle. Right? Even though he says Kolol Gamkein. It sounds like he's saying it's one Isser, just it applies to Mamonis and applies to Isurim. But if the reason why I wouldn't say that, it's a little more complicated, because look at the next Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah Shorash Tes. Q, you can read it. Why do we see Shorash Tes already? We saw this a while ago, right? We saw Shorash Tes with respect to Lav Shebichlalos for why you don't get Malkus, why you do get Malkus for violating Melech on Yom Tov. Right. Why is that Tosa's question? Why is that not a Lav Shebichlalos? Right, we know you get Malkus for violating Melech on Yom Tov. Why isn't that one Lav Shebichlalos for 39 or 38 components? So now I'm here just throws in something interesting in the discussion of Lav Shebichlalos. Go on. And he cites Los Aseres Sadi Tes, which is what we just read. So why do you think that that has to somehow inform our perspective of Res Sadi Tes? Jeremy, what do you think?
That you first, that our initial impression is that by looking at Reish Tzadi Teh, we see that there are two ideas, one about Mamonos, one about Isurim. And maybe you can say that when he's referencing it here, he's talking about those two components, and that's what makes it a Lav Shebichlalos, because it's Kolel.
Right. Meaning, if I just read Reish Tzadi Teh, I would have assumed that the Rambam is just saying there's one din of Lifnei Yivel Sitin Mechshol. That's what I would have thought. There's one din of Eitz Hashem Hogenes. It applies to Mamonos and to Isurim. The Rambam in Shorash Teslo seems to be saying that Lifnei Yivel has a lot of different, it has variegated components.
But there's an easy way to explain why that is, even if you do say these are the same thing.
Why?
By saying that in general, because Lifnei Yivel is different for every Isser, it's not a mitzvah Lifnei Atzmo, but rather it's Isser Lasaya and all 613 mitzvah. That's why it's
okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. What does the Ram mean when he says Kol Yonim Harbe? So Jeremy wants to machadish. The Ram means that it's because it applies to every mitzvah. It'll apply to Ribbis. It'll apply to Isser Shabbos. It'll apply to Isser Avodah Zarah. So that's in Yonim Shonim or Yonim Rabim. Okay, I thought the Ram in Shorash Tes meant just that it includes a lot of different things, such as Lifnei Yivel in mitzvos and Lifnei Yivel for Eitzah. So if you take Jeremy's read, then it's very interesting, because I would have thought that that's not a Yonim Rabim. Right? I would have said that the general principle of Lifnei Yivel, it may apply to every mitzvah, but that's one inyan. Am I just saying the fact that it like adapts to every mitzvah makes it a nyanim rabbah?
But it says kimoshi ba'er, and then it fused on to lotaser. Oh, I mean, that was an editorial thing, though, where it's that.
No, I mean, usually, I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's editorial.
I'm saying.
Mar Makomos.
Right, so when Rish said tet, like, he didn't talk about the applicability of.
He doesn't talk about Jeremy's case.
Yeah.
Uh huh. V'dvarim rabim ma'ur mizeh hamin yomru behem over mishum. What is that last line in?
Maybe
that's Jeremy's. V'dvarim rabim ma'ur mizeh hamin yomru behem over mishum lefnei l'sitin v'chshol. But then he says, "Upashti dekra hu b'mashe zacharnu tchila." This is a very interesting line. Pashti dekra mashe zacharnu tchila. What do you think about that last line? Pashti dekra hu b'mashe zacharnu tchila. You agree with it? Not sure. What do you think? Any Jewish studies majors here?
I have a Jewish studies major.
Oh, sorry. So this is a very strange line. Pashti dekra. Jennifer, what do you think? Pashti dekra? Kemosha zcharnu tefila? Tchila? You think it's Pashti dekra? What?
If you read Rashi.
If you read Rashi, Rashi's not saying Pashti dekra either. The pashas of lift me evil sitin michshel, that's talking about an isser nezek. Don't knock somebody over on the street when he doesn't know where he's going.
From the context of the whole parak in Vayikra, it's all these like general,
moral conduct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but lift me evil sitin michshel. I mean, there's a big discussion whether or not it even includes an isser nezekin. Like, is there an isser to put a stone in front of somebody who's walking? So a lot of Achronim think it's not true. Ram never quotes it. And most Yishonim don't quote that as an Isser Nezikin. The Meshech Chachma and the Menchas Chinuch say it's inconceivable that it doesn't also include an Isser to knock somebody over on the street. But Ram says, it's interesting, Ram says, Pashti Dekra means the halachic interpretation of a Torah Skonim, to give an Isser Sheinu Hogenes. That's interesting. I mean, you really could talk about three different components. The Isser Nezikin, the Isser of Isser Sheinu Hogenes, and the Isser of Mitzvos. The last two are easy to unite. Okay, so maybe that touches on like the ambiguity, what the Rama means in Shoresh Tess.
It is nezek when you give someone that's gate to that again, just like a not less concrete nezek. It's also
maybe. But just look at the Sefer Achinuch actually argues with the Rambam's chiddush of lav shebuchlalos. And the Gemara never says that Lifni Iver is a Lav Shebuchlalos. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam threw it in. You'll see, the Sefer Achinuch gives a different interpretation for why you don't get Malchus. Remember, there are three cases where you don't get Malchus. Lav Shebuchlalos, Lav Shema Maison, Lav Anita Klase. So the Rambam said you don't get Malchus because Lav Shebuchlalos. What about Sefer Achinuch? What does he say? Q. Reish Lama Beis. Yeah, it says Lav Shema Maison. Now, that's a little trickier, because is it really true that cases of Lifnei Iver are Lav Shem B'Maisa? Well, see, almost all the cases of Averos are cases where you have a Maisa. You're being Moshe to Kos Yayin L'Nazir.
But that's not Torah, you're just Messiah. It's Hashem.
So that's going to be the question. Is Messiah, will you define, if you take the Chiddush that we're going to talk about, that you extend Lifnei Iver to an Isra Messiah, to participating in Avera? So does that willy-nilly mean that you view Lifnei Iver as being a Lav Sheish Maisa? Because all the cases of Misayah are Maisa.
Right.
I mean, do you view Misayah as being a Maisa? You're doing an action, but what's critical may not be the Maisa itself, what you're doing in those cases.
I guess Sefer Achinuch could also not read according to the Pshat, because
Zechor, that's Maisa. People point that out. I say, Sefer Achinuch must be learning like the Rambam, the Pashas, the Cross, talking like the Taurus Kohanim. Although it's not so clear, because you might say that the Isser is not putting it there, the Isser is when he trips, and then it's. Right, the Maisha is Techetimzi. Fine. Good. How do we gauge this question? What's the best way to gauge whether the Isser Lufan Iver includes some form of Isser Misayah? What kind of cases would you look for?
Cases that
have a Maisa. Okay, but not just a Maisa. You want to figure out Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol. Is it fundamentally an Isser of participating in Averos?
If you look for cases that are like Chad Ibrei Dinara cases, or...
Okay, why would Chad Ibrei Dinara mean that it's...
Meaning, because if it's Torah Ibrei Dinara, then it doesn't have anything about upon a Messiah that tells you, okay, you're enabling, but you're not, meaning, you're not, are you looking, sorry, you're looking for, like, a testing ground for the fact that Messiah is in the form of, like, being participating in a
yeah.
or...
Right.
It's not
enabling. To crystallize it, we're about to see it. The Gemara in Sadi Gimel has a whole slew of cases of Isser Misayeh. Right? Which touches on one of the most important questions in Isser Shabbos of Shnayim She'asua. Right? The Gemara in Daf Gimel and the Gemara in Sadi Gimel have a limud to be my Shnayim She'asua. And when two people do a malacha on Shabbos, they're definitely pater from a karban. We'll see. It's a big question whether they're violating Isser Deoraisa or only Isser Drabbanan. So the Gemara has all these distinctions between Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Yachal, Zeh Einu Yachal v'Zeh Einu Yachal, Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Einu Yachal. Okay, now that last category of Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Einu Yachal seems to resemble cases of an Isser Misayeh. One person is doing the Avera, the other person is somehow conjoined to his Avera. So the Gemara on the bottom of Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph, when it discusses the case of, let's just look at the first lines in the Gemara for a second, Amar Mar. Chai, you want to read?
Amar Mar, Zeh Yachal v'Zeh Einu Yachal, Devar Chochai.
Now, we'll see that the big discussion here is, what's the shayla of Haiminayim Mechayiv? Right, that's the question with the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ramoshe Bar Yosef, Rambi. Very famous, very cloudy figure of Chachmi Provence. Like everyone talks to him with great reverence, but we don't really have so many shitas from him. Such the shita, Misayeh, is like one of his famous shitas. But he's very, one of the early Chachmi Provence. Okay, so Haiminayim Mechayiv, it's a shayla. Do you want to be Mechayiv Dafka, the person who's Yachal? Or do you want to be Mechayiv, the person who's not Yachal? Or maybe you want to be Mechayiv both of them? Right? Which one did you think was more intuitive?
Yachal.
Mechayiv Yachal?
Being both.
What? But like Tosos.
Right.
So the Moshe Be'Yitzchak is like a huge Chiddush. Be'Yosef. Big Chiddush, right? He wants to be Mechayiv, the person who's Eini Yachal.
No, but he's the one who originally wanted to do it. Sort of.
What?
Right. They're the person that originally wanted.
The Einu Yachal?
We needed somebody else's help.
That's how he explains it?
No, that's why it was intuitive to me that, like...
Oh, you thought he was intuitive?
Yeah. I didn't like...
Because the Einu Yachal, he's like, needs the other guy. He really used the behind the Malacha?
It's kind of like what Rashi would be saying.
That's interesting. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see when we get to it. So what does the Gemara say? Right, so if you just have this case in the Gemara, it seems like here you have fundamental machlokas out misayeh yesh b'mamish or misayeh ein b'mamish. Right? Does the person who's helping out does he play an active role in the malacha? Okay. Now, it's not clear if this is going to be like is more of a halachic question or this is more of a physical question. In part, it depends how you read the next line of the Gemara. Go on. So it's a tricky case, right? The bed could stand on three legs, but the fourth leg is helping. So do you say that the blanket that's underneath the fourth leg is that tame? Right? And the Gemara seems to say it depends on Misayeh Yesh B'mamish or Ein B'mamish. Right, so this is tricky. So this case of Misayeh is, first of all, it's a peculiar case. And it's not clear if this relates to something unique to Tumas Zav also. That's what the Rishonim discuss. Let's look at Tosa's question here for a second. Amar Rav Zvid.
Amar Rav Zvid Mishin Rabba, Afananam Tanina. Here's Misayeh B'mamash Kashalari. Zacha Yid Eil Rav Zvid Misayeh B'mamash. Nachin Rav Ashi B'samilchul Perak Ba'ad.
Perk Bays.
Perk
Bays. I made Perk Basra actually. The case in Beitza, you have a chol hashem b'sakana, something wrong with his eyes. So he has a non-Jew come and put some chemical in his eye. So you're violating an iser refuah b'shabbos, right? It's chol hashem b'sakana. So Tosfos is bothered. Well, isn't the person who's keeping his eyes open, isn't that a form of misayaya? Right? Isn't he helping the guy in the Chilul Shabbos? So why don't you say misayaya yesh b'mamish? So the Gemara there seems to, he's saying there, it seems like Rav Zvid is saying misayaya yesh b'mamish. Right? This is a very interesting havmina. When the Gemara talks about misaye imbo mamish, right? So when you read the Gemara, what did you think? Q, what did you think when you read the Gemara?
Just in terms of
misaye imbo mamish, what does it mean?
It's not
an avera at all.
Yeah.
Deborah, that's what you thought also?
That what he's doing is not an avera?
Yeah.
The person who...
I mean, what's the level of the p'tur? Misaye imbo mamish. So is that like a p'tur of shnayim shasua? Does it mean literally he's doing nothing and it's mutl chatchila? Or does it mean that you're not chayav achatas?
It's nothing.
Right, so the chore means that it's nothing at all. Misayim b'mamish. Right, it's not halachically recognized even. So that's what Tosfos here is saying. V'ein lomar. Don't think that there's an iser, it's just not a chayav achatas. What's Tosfos referring to over there?
Over here.
Yeah, excellent. So Gemara on Sadi Gimel and Beis, we're talking about the Kohen. Kohen who's kibol the yamin uvismol. Right?
Yeah. He's kibol the yamin and smol side.
Right. So avodas hakshera. So doesn't that sound like it's mutar chatchila? Tosfos says.
Isn't
Shira
normally just
dafka
there
and say? So it says, mashma da filu. That's what Tosfos wants to understand the Gemara. I don't know whether you could have been medayik differently. But that's like Shira. You could say Shira b'diavad.
I think what Tosfos was saying is not, he's not talking about like the havmin, isn't that like it'd be mutar l'chachila, but it's not chayim b'drabanan, but maybe.
No, he's talking about kibol b'yamin v'shol m'sayah, so that's like Shira.
There's no iser there, though, if he does it wrong correctly.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Right, it'll just be
puzzle. Yeah.
But so saying, it sounds like there's not even an iser drabanan. If it was, if misayah was an issue drabanan, or some iser drabanan, then avoda should be either puzzle drabanan, or there should be an iser. Yeah.
Meaning, right. It can't be that you have avoda del shiran, there's still an iser.
Drabanan.
You can't
That's what Tosfos is being medayik from Sadi Gimel.
No, I'm saying, the way that Tosfos just phrased is, so it could be that under both of these options there's still an iser. Just a question of is there no chiyav chata, but there's still a p'tur, or is there not even a p'tur? But even if you think that there's a p'tur legamre, meaning that you're even pater mit derabana, it's still aser mit derabana. I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know. I think those here are suggesting that there would have been an Isra Dara, either an Isra Dara or an Isra Rabbanan, the Ptur Chatas. So I was saying that can't be from the fact that the Gemara seems to be totally fine with Kibol B'yamin. Now Tosfos realized that analogy is vulnerable. Like I was saying, don't tell me now. Imkein L'inyan Shabbos Nami Minol An Sheshbo Isra Rabbanan. Right, Tosfos is saying, I acknowledge that I'm bringing a Raya from Avodah L'Mikdash to Shabbos, but I still think that there's no room to distinguish. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's actually interesting also, the very assumption that all these cases of Misayel would be the same.
Yeah.
Right, wouldn't you have thought that Misayel Inyan Shabbos would be one din, or Misayel in Isurim, and the status of Misayel with respect to Tuma and Tara, and the status of Misayel with respect to Avod and the Beis HaMikdash?
Right. It doesn't even seem to be the same type of, just the same, it seems like it's just the same word with Misayel of the legs of a bed to the bed,
right.
Or not at, like, it's
yeah, especially if you're talking about liability for an Avera. To say that you're liable or you're responsible for participating in a crime is different from saying that, or is different from the question of how actively involved, like, the leg of the table is in supporting the things on it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, if you think it's about, like, just the status of CU in general, so then it makes sense that you could compare these cases. if you think it's about dinim in isurim, accountability, liability, chiyuvim, it's much harder to understand this whole Gemara. But we'll see that Rishonim are still machalik between cases. Okay, so Tosus is bothered from this case in Beitza. Beitza, it seems like it's totally fine to be misayaya. Tosus says, don't tell me that there's an isser at all in cases of misayaya, because the Gemara on Tzad Gimel Beis. So what's his answer? Still, he has to answer the Gemara in Beitza.
Right,
so Tosus is saying maybe he changed his mind. So maybe the case in Beitza, first answer to the case in Beitza and the case in Shabbos are analogous with respect to Isser Misayaya. Just the Gemara changed his mind. Skip to the Oda Mari, three lines on the bottom.
Oda Mari, Dahi part Chadam. Bahakam Sai Bahade, the Amitavatah, Bahaka Bim Sai, Momash Bahama, Haid on the Mimur, Isurumishim, Adasurumishim, Shikat Simoni.
That's very interesting. What's Tosus here suggesting? It's both very interesting and very uninteresting at the same time. He's suggesting you'll distinguish between the cases. What's the Isser of Refuah on Shabbos? Mishum Shikat Samimanim. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe when it comes to the Isra of Schika Samimanim, so then we'll say Dafka Misaye Yeshbo Mamish. Why do you distinguish? Ma'afal Gavdim Misaye Eimbo Mamish Be'alma Ha'islam Namemar Da'asu Mishum Schika Samimanim. You know, Zvid thinks that even though in Kol Tarkula Misaye is nothing, with respect to that case in Beitza, it's something. Why?
What exactly is he doing? He's just keeping his eyes.
He's putting, let's say, eye drops in his eye.
What's the Messiah doing? He's
keeping his eyes open. He's squinting for him. We'll see. Gemara Makos has a similar case in Messiah. So why should that Isra Messiah help you? I mean, so why should that case be also?
If you think we're going to listen to either for them, then it seems like that's a case to try to do not to.
Because you can't put it in your eyes
you
if you're not helping.
Yeah, exactly.
Time
there's other Messiah cases, you don't have right. You don't have that necessarily.
Is that true? I don't know. Take this classic case of Zay Yachol v'Zay Einu Yachol. Well, I guess it's not true with Gemara there.
No, but the whole point is there that the Messiah isn't. He's just there also. But the whole point is that he's Zay Yachol.
But I'm more interested in just the Messiah component here. Why would in this case you say that Messiah is Yeshua Mamish? You think you're more necessary?
Yep.
You think because you're more necessary?
Yeah, and then maybe that would indicate. I don't know, the relation between Messiah and Lifnei.
Lifnei either. Okay, interesting. What do you think? Q, what do you think? Tosa's answer. Why should Tzchik Asam Amanim make it more Aser? I'd say. Rachel's distinction is very nice. It doesn't seem like that's what Tosus is pointing out. Tosus is worried about. It seems like Tosus is talking about Mishum Schika Samamanim.
Yeah, it's true.
Right, not how involved you are in the case.
So. I don't know anything
about
the Isser.
Schika Samamanim.
Is there something
else
we should
unique about it? No, but I would just say that maybe Tosus is saying that. When it comes to the Gzer Mishum Refuah, what's Aser is not the Maisa Avera. There's no Isser. The Isser of taking medicine in Shabbos is not a Maisa Avera per se. The Chshash is that Shema you'll end up grinding.
What's a Shema?
Yeah, it's a Chshash. All Isser Refuah is that you might end up grinding medicine. So you might say that when something is an Isser based off a situation, so Misayez is Yesh B'Mamish because we don't care about the Maisa Avera. What you care about is the circumstance. For example, people talk about chazara, putting something back on the oven or in a sinamei chadash on Shabbos. Let's say you ask a non-Jew to take something that was in the fridge and put it back on the oven on Shabbos. So, should that be mutter? Let's say it's a nisr d'abanan, put something back on the oven on Shabbos. Asking the guy to do it is nisr d'abanan. And let's say it's a makom mitzvah. So, shvus to shvus makom mitzvah, ask a non-Jew to take something out of your fridge and put it in the oven. Assume it's dry. It's davar yabesh. So ein bishal achar bishal. So is that could be mutter? Shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. So you might say no, because what the isser of chazara or nesina mechadash is not an isser of putting something on the oven. It's a chshash shem yechata b'gichalim. So putting it on the stove is irrelevant. It's the circumstance of having it there that's asr. So when something is asr because of the circumstance, so even if you have as many kulos in the ma'is avera as possible, so that's not going to help you. Because we never care about the ma'is avera. So you might say that's what Tosfos is getting at over here with the Mishum Refuah. The Isser is a gzera of Shchikas Dam Manim. When you're taking medicine, regardless of whether you're the one putting it into your mouth, so that chashash still exists.
But can you just apply that to anything? Like all the...
No, well, doing melacha is not an Isser of circumstance. Doing melacha is an Isser Maisa. You're not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. Okay. That melacha is being done around you is perfectly fine.
Right, but what do you mean being done around me?
I mean, if somebody else is doing melacha on Shabbos, right, or you're somehow, I shouldn't say that, but I'm saying if you have a non-Jew doing melacha, that's not your responsibility. Right?
Yeah, but isn't the whole point that they're doing it, they're helping you do it? And so you're saying if they do the melacha proper rather than something that can lead to it?
Well, think about
it.
Let's say you have a non-Jew doing melacha for you, assuming that, like, you know, it's done in the derech cheder.
Okay.
So shvus shvus melacha mitzvah, so that's fine. There's no Isser. But if something is not about the Maisa Aveira, that's Asr in the first place, it's that this action creates some sort of halachic concern, then if you have kulas in the Maisa Aveira, it's never going to help you for the circumstance that now we have a halachic concern because of the conditions here. So there's something on the oven. So Chazal are worried that, or the Rabbanan are worried, Shem Yechata B'Gechalim, that somebody is going to turn the oven a little higher. So that concern exists whether or not you were the one to put it there. That's a chiddush, though, for schika samanim here, because then you have to say that it's never about taking the pill that creates the concern. It's that if someone is taking medicine on Shabbos, we're worried that they'll try to improve it, regardless of if they're the one who's doing the ma'is avera. Kind of what you say?
I just don't understand. Yeah, how that applies to schika samanim. Like, because there, like, yes, the situation of him being sick is what's creating situations where there's like a chashash that he's like that they would grind for medicine, like. It seems like it would be the opposite, that like just creating the circumstance is less likely to be misai mamash, whereas like actually doing something is more.
Yeah, but I might say that even if in terms of an action of an avera, misai is imba mamash, if you're participating in the healing process, right? So I might say that's enough to generate the concern that now you'll grind something. But I would never say that with respect to a malacha of kosev. You're a misayeh tiksiva. So I'm not concerned now that you did a ma'isa avera, because misayeh bo mamish. That's what I think. Otherwise, it's hard to explain tosis. What else would you say here?
I don't know. I didn't understand.
Right. So I think it's a little interesting. So let me give one more case. Yeah.
I just don't get. I get the distinction. But I don't get why you like. If anything, I would say it's more logical to say the opposite, that we'd be concerned about Messiah when the Isser is the Messiah itself, not when it's circumstantial.
But we already say Messiah in Bamamish.
What?
Messiah in Bamamish.
Yeah,
in terms of why,
in terms of the Gemara, I understand, and in terms of explaining Tosfot, I understand why. I just don't understand logically why, because the concern is circumstantial and not about the Messiah itself, why that would mean that we should be more concerned about Messiah. And I understand how you fit it, how you use the explained Tosfot in the Gemara.
Right. So I can say that. If something is about circumstantial involvement, then misaya is involvement. If something is about doing an action, so misaya is not doing the action.
But it's not about shema is not about circumstantial involvement. It's that we were just meaning something is asr because we're concerned that it's going to lead to something else. It's not about like circumstantial involvement. Just a chashash, like I don't understand why you're creating circumstantial involvement with chashash.
Meaning, do you think there's an isr jabban on to do refuah on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Right. So do you think that Isser is basically every time you take a pill and you put it into your mouth, so you're violating an Isser Drabanan? Because they authored the action of Refuah? Or is that the Chum involved, being involved, the authored being involved in Refuah, because Refuah generally leads to a Chashash of Shema.
Okay, so as you're saying, the way that you're, I just thought of it as meaning any of those things, like swimming, let's say, right? Chashash Shema, that you'll build a raft. So I don't think of it like that there's a general iser to go swimming. It's just that like there's a particular chashash that like whatever is relevant in some circumstances, and then because of that chashash is relevant in some circumstances, we apply that to all, or maybe there's more.
It's kind of like a little plug, you want to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I'm saying, even within these Surim Drabanan, you could talk about an Isser where they prohibit the activity. So by studying, I might say the Isser is on the activity. Whereas by Rafua, they're not Asering a specific Achilas Rafua. All Rafua is Asr because of Tzchika Sammanim.
Right. But the question is, you say it's Asr because of Tzchika, whatever, I don't know how to say it, Tzchika Sammanim, because there's a chash in some cases, and we say Lopluig, or because they're really Tzchika Sammanim, just a code word for that, okay, yeah, this is one type of problem that you can get into, but in general, we have a problem with the being involved in Rafua, and this is like, it's just like, do you show?
No, it's clear that the concern is because of Tochen.
Right.
That's clear. I'm just saying that concern doesn't stem from a mice of eating something or fixing something. I'm saying that concern would stem from being involved in healing activities.
Okay.
And it's intuitive that misayeh would be more problematic when you care less about the mice.
Right.
That's the point. So let me give you another case. So the Gemara in Makos and Davchaf Mabez talks about the Isra of Makif and Nika. There's an Isra to get a haircut where you cut off your payas. So the question is, so the Gemara says actually there's an Isser both on the makif, the person who's giving the haircut, and the person who gets the haircut. Tanaban is kachaf mebeis, pa'as rosho, sof rosho, veiz sof rosho, zeh mashvet tzedav la'achorov. Fine. Tanak avodav. Chizda, echara makif, echara nikaf loke. This is actually fascinating. Because not only is it true that the makif, the barber, gets a haircut, the nikaf, who gets a malkis, the nikaf gets malkis as well. So Amar Leim, Man Da Achel Tamer Barbila Laki. So Damar Lecha Maner Beauty. Damar Lav Shema Ma'isa Lokan Alav. So Mara wants to suggest maybe this is the Man Da Amar Lav Shema Ma'isa Lokan Alav. This is Q's point right here. Why would the Nikaf get Malkus? Isn't that a Lav Shema Ma'isa? So the Gemara says Rava Amar B'Makif La'Atzmo. Maybe it's a case where you're giving yourself a haircut, you get Malkus. B'Divyakol. Rashi Amar B'Misayeya B'Divyakol. Abashi's answer is that the person who's getting the haircut is Misayeya. How's he Misayeya? Abashi says, Mazmin Hasaros Lamakif. He's Misayeya by allowing the barber to cut his hair. Whoa. So the Gemara here is saying that the Nikaf gets Malkis because he's allowing the barber to give him the haircut, and that's considered a Lav Sheish Ma'isa. That's very surprising. Because that means that not only is Misayeya going to be, not only does it seem to contradict all the Gemaras in Tzadi Gimel Misayeya Embo Mamish, it seems to say that Misayeya has a din of Yeshua Maisa.
So how did he get to the barber?
How did he get there? Like say he walked.
Right, but doesn't like some intention have some responsibility? Like his intention has responsibility now.
Yeah, but what's the Isser in just walking there? Right, the Isser is getting the haircut. So the Gemara says that he's Misayeya in the haircut. He's passive, right? He's sitting there.
Right.
So why is that engender Malkus? Yeah, so first of all, why is that Misayeya? The Gemara here says Misayeya Embo Mamish. Right? You seem to be definitely ancillary or secondary. And yet here we say it's enough for Lav Sheish Ma'isa. And Rashi says that the Misayeya is this Mazmin Hasaros Lamakif. So what do you do with that case? In Makos. That's very surprising. Right?
You have a very technical answer. I'm sure there's some action you could do to make it easier to get a haircut. Like you could do something like brushing your own hair or something, but
yeah, but that still seems to be Misayeya, right? Mm-hmm. Who's giving the haircut? And that's Lav Sheish B'Maisa is strange.
Yeah.
Right. More so, let's say, than two people who are carrying a beam on Shabbos, Zeh Yachol V'Zeh Einu Yachol. Right, so we're going to say the Einu Yachol is Patul Lagamri. I have a Pashtas even from an Isser D'Oraisa. And here you're getting Malkus. We're doing something that seems to be similar. So that's very strange. So you have a couple more cases. We'll look at them a little bit more next time, those cases. But it's clear that there is this concept of Misayeya, and you have Stiras. You have Gemara in Beitza, which seems to tell you one thing. You have Gemara in Makos, which tells you another thing. And you have Gemara in Shabbos Tzadi Gimel, which tells you something else. And the Gemara in Tzadi Gimel seems to equate all cases of Misayeya. Cases of Tumah, cases of Avod in the Mikdash, and cases of Lavin. So I just want to come back to our Lifnei Iver question. And just, again, try to figure out, does Lifnei Iver incorporate this notion of Misayeya? So one easy way to gauge is just to see what happens in cases where it's clear that it's mutter for the person who's violating Lifnei Iver. And if I cause you to violate an Avera, but what you do is mutter to me, so if you're talking about Misayeya, so it would seem very hard to be Mechayev you in that kind of a case. Because if Misayeya is about being involved in an Avera, it's hard to say you're responsible for an Avera that doesn't belong to you. But that's not usher to you. Unless somebody disagrees. I mean, do you think that you could violate an Isra Misayeli de Avera if you're not Mitzuve in that Avera? Does that make sense? You think it's fine?
No,
I think Lifnei Iver makes a lot of sense that I might still violate. Lifnei Iver L'shitein Michshol. So it's equally as Eitza She'eino Hogenes for me to tell you to do something that's also for you, even if it's a mutter for me. But if the Mechayev is an Isra Misayeya, being involved, participating in an Avera, so then if it's mutter for me, what do I care that Jeremy's violating an Isra?
Why would that be different?
Because Lifnei Iver means that I can't be machshel him. But if an Isra Misaya means that it's some Misaya generally would mean that I'm involved in an Avera. But if this is not an Avera that I'm commanded in, so then how could I ever get punished for it? How could it be usher?
If you go back to like the restaurant the other day and say that even if we don't say the big deal, have to
I'm saying, would you really think that would be incorporated in Isra Misaya Lidei Avera?
I mean, isn't there some sort of ideal that has to reach other people from Avera?
Yeah, but that's a separate ideal.
No,
I'm saying Misayeh would be a kind of participation. So does it make sense that you could...
Participating should be... is like the active part of not separating. Right?
Like, yeah, probably much more than that. One of them stems from like a mutual obligation to Jews. One of them is about you yourself not participating in something that's us, or even if you're not fully violating the Avera. For example, this case of Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Eino Yachol, right? So if I'm not commanded in whatever the crime is, then it should be fine for me to participate. The assumption is we're all Mitzuvah in Shabbos, then we have a question on Misayeya.
But Yachol means Mitzuvah?
No. I'm saying in this case, where the Gemara is talking about Misayeya, suppose that one of them is Patur L'Gamri from Shabbos.
Right.
You'll see, we'll talk about cases on Tuesday about one's a Gadol, one's a Katan. So do you have the same Peturim of Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Eino Yachol? One's a Jew, one's a non-Jew. So is it the same question of Shnayim Shasua? But here, let me give you a case. I'm a Kohen sends me to Makadosh Agrusha. Okay, so do I violate Lifnei Iver in that case? I'm a Yisrael, so I'm not commanded in marrying a Grusha. The Kohen is. So I think it's intuitive that if you're talking about an Isser Misayeya, then clearly there's no Isser. Because I'm not commanded in such an Avera. So how could I be obligated for it? If you want to talk about a more general principle of Chiv L'Hafrish Mina Isser, or not causing somebody else to be Nichshol, then it makes sense. That's what I would say. And if you're reading in Misayeya into Lifnei Iver, so then you'll say that even you don't violate Lifnei Iver. To the extent that you think that Lifnei Iver exists independently, then you'd be willing to distinguish. So you look here on page 2. So you have two cases of two of these cases. One of them is Tosin B'Metzia Daf Yudim Beis. That's the case where Tosos writes about a Yisrael who's Makadesh a Grusha for a Kohen. Smack in the middle of the page. B'Metzia Yudim Beis. Damal Yisrael Kadesh Le'isha Grusha Vim Tomar. That's the case of the Gemara there is worried about Shlichus Advar Avera. So again, B'Metzia Daf Yud, B'Chatzer. Vim Tomar Afilo Amar L'Kohen Ami. So V'Yishlomar D'Kohen Mikri Bar Chiyuva. Hoel V'im Mekad Shal Atzmo Chayiv. Aval Yisrael Afagav De'Over Mishum Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol K'Shem Mekad Shal Kohen. Kivan the imekad shel atzmo lo mechayev lo mikri bar chiyuva. So Tosfos here assumes that one would violate lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, even if he's not commanded in the mitzvah. Okay, Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph makes a similar assumption, which is one we saw on Tuesday, about teaching divrei Torah to a non-Jew. Tosfos assumes that you'd violate lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, for Yisrael teaches Torah to a non-Jew. Because a guy who learns Torah is Chayim Misa, even though it's clear that for the Yisrael himself, there's no such Isser. Okay, so Tosfos in both cases is adamant that you do have Lifnei Iver, which means that Tosfos is not connecting Lifnei Iver and the Isser Misaya. If you look at the Menchas Chinuch here, quotes the the prima gadim. I think it's Reish Lamed Aleph. Reish Lamed Beis. Yeah, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Pri Chadash, who quotes the Emunah Shmuel, who thinks the Eino Over B'Lifnei Iver Kol Heicha D'Shari Lidi Day, against these two Tosafim. So again, that seems to be motivated by the notion that it only makes sense if you're some sort of participant in the Ma'aseh Aveira. I'll give you another example. What about an Isser Drabanan? Let's say I go ahead and I machshel you to do an Isser Drabanan. So what did I violate? Did I violate an Isser Doraisa, Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol? Or did I violate an Isser Drabanan, because that's what I was machshel, that's what I participated in? So here you have, again, you have a Steer in Tosos. Look on bottom of page 2. Tosin Avodah Zarah Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a case, you can't rent out your field to somebody, to a Kuti, on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara, Tosin asks, if you assume, that, and the Gemara says, because Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol, sorry, the Gemara assumes that it's right. The Gemara says that if a kuti is really Yisrael, then you're violating Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol. So I can't rent it out to a kuti. If a kuti is Jewish, I'm violating Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol because he's going to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So Tosfos points out that the Isser malacha on Chol HaMoed is really Isser Drabanan.
Does the Gemara say Lifnei?
Yeah, the Gemara says Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol. So it says I Isser malacha on Chol HaMoed is Isser Drabanan. So Tosfos says second to last source on page 2. I'll leave it to Rashba Parich. The Isle Kutim Giri MS. Parakam de Chulin. Kabe Hidr of Shimon, the Shadr of Fine. Mikan Yeshla Havi Rayal of Lamasha Pirsha Binatam. The Shayach Lemer Lifne Iver Ap Bimili Bimidi de Lesbe Yisrael Drabanan. The Hamalach de Chalamoid in Asur El Midrabanan. So you see, Tos is assuming that you could have an Isra of Lifne Iver Lasit in Michshol even for an Isra Drabanan. Now, but Pashas Tos means that there's an Isra Do Raisa Lifne Iver Lasit in Michshol. And that's quite intuitive if you assume, like Rashi, that the Isra of Lifnei Iver is about giving bad advice. Because it's equally as harmful to cause him to violate an Isra Drabanan as it is to make him lose money. Tosin Chagiga, you'll see, seems to have some sort of different explanation for the case. So it seems like they're wavering on this question itself. If it's Isra Misayeh Lidei Aveira, it's impossible to say that the Misayeh violates something more chamor than the person who he helped in the crime itself. So if the Mechayv of Lifnei Iver is an Isser Maaseyeh, it wouldn't really make sense.
I would think that it might make sense that he would be held more responsible if he's Maaseyeh, because if he wasn't there, then the person doing...
But I don't think we're assuming... I'm not sure if the Gemara here assumes that it's Trei B'Dinara, that it couldn't have been done without you. But why should... Let's say I caused the Avera to happen.
Right, so...
But it's only an Isser Drabanan. So I help you plow your field on Shabbos.
And then he plows it so it's...
Sorry, plow your field on Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So he couldn't have done it without me. So that's only an Isser Drabanan. So because I helped you do it, or because I was, let's say, essential for you doing it, so I violated an Isser Doraisa.
Well, am I allowed to plow my fields in Doraisa?
Yeah.
On Chol HaMoed?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is assuming that Malach of Chol HaMoed is only Midrabanan. So how could the accessory be more stringent than the primary violator? Right? But if you think it's about giving bad advice, right. Then here I'm giving bad advice. So I violate the Isser Daraisa of Lifnei Iver, even though I was only Machshel Yuna Drabanan. That's intuitive. Another important question is Lifnei de Lifnei. Let's say I'm machshil you into violating Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol. Right? That's what the Gemara calls Lifnei to Lifnei. So the Gemara says clearly for a case of a non-Jew, and if I sell something to a non-Jew and there's a concern that the non-Jew is going to sell it to another non-Jew who's going to do Avodah Zarah, that's Lifnei to Lifnei and you don't violate Lifnei Iver. The question is that true also for a Jew? So that's a big machlokas. But the way the Minchas Chinuch presents it is that if you think that Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol is a lav, like any other lav in the Torah, then it's clear that you won't have Lifnei de Lifnei. Right. Then it's clear you will have lifnei delifnei. Because just like you have lifnei iver l'sitei michshel on melachas Shabbos, so you'll have lifnei iver on another lav of lifnei iver itself. But what about if you hold that the mechayev of lifnei iver is really an isra misayeya? So you might say that a misayeya of a misayeya is already too far removed. Because in general, if misayeya is weaker than the actual person is violating it, then when you move back one order, so you're even less involved in the avera. And there, it's quite intuitive that you would say you don't violate anything. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's din. Minchas Chinuch thinks that it's pashut that you do say lifnei to lifnei, and he says because why should lifnei iver be different than any other lav in the Torah? But if you think the mechayev is misayeya, then it makes a lot of sense to distinguish. Then we know that Rabbi Kiv Eger already in Daf Gimel, Rabbi Kiv Eger thinks that in Naf Gemino that you might be a mumel lechal Shabbos if you violate lifnei iver l'sitei michshol. That only makes sense. I mean, Rabbi Kiv Eger thinks you're not, but the notion that you would be a mumel lechal Shabbos only makes sense if you think it's some form of an isra misayeh. Right, so that's like some of the basic issues of misayeh. It's a very important question also for the shach and the dogel merbava. Do you violate lifnei iver when the person is mazed? So the shach says that you have no chiyuv to be mafir somebody from an avera if they're. Sorry, the shach thinks that for a mumar or for a guy, you have no chiyuv to prevent them from an avera. There's no chiyuv la'afrisha. That's how we answered the steer and tostin we saw on Tuesday. So the dogam mervava counters. He thinks it doesn't make any sense. And he thinks it has to do with something else. He thinks that if somebody is mazed on lifnei iver, the person who's doing the avera is mazed, so then there's no iser to imachshel him. There's no iser to facilitate him. So that only makes sense if you think it's about responsibility. If it's about an iser misayeya, you're just as much misayeya even if he's mazed and acting on his own. So those cases all point to the fact that there is some sort of tension in defining these cases. Whether you read Isra Misaya into the cases of Lefnei Vel Sitei Mechshel. You'll have also good nafkamin in the case of where the guy doesn't end up doing the Avera. Let's say you're Machshel him. Let's say you're Moshit the Kos Yayin to the Nazir. And he doesn't end up drinking it. For whatever reason. So you might say that you can't violate an Isra Misaya if you yourself didn't actually part. If he himself didn't actually end up doing the Avera. Because there's no Avera to be. There's no avera that was violated. But to the extent that the isser is an isser of Esa Sheina Hoganas, if you give the bad advice regardless of whether he lost money because of you, so you violate lifnei iver l'sitei michshel. So I think those are some of the most important questions when it comes to lifnei iver. So let me give you a couple of marmakomos to look at for next week. So look at that Gemara in Beitza on Chaf Beis, that Tosas quotes, the isser misayeya. Let's look at the Gemara in Makos Chaf and Beis, that case of Makif and Mikaf. Why is the Nikaf considered a Messiah? Why does he get Malkus? Look at the Ritva there. The Ritva has like a whole question. The Ritva asks the question between Makos and Beitza about Messiah. Tosus was bothered by Shabbos and Beitza. So the Ritva there is bothered by his two answers for Makos and Beitza. So see what he answers. Look at the Ramah in Or HaChaim Shin Chav Ches Gimel. That's a parallel case to the Gemara in Beitza. But there it's about dentistry. Do you say that there's an Isra Misayeya if you have somebody doing refuah in your mouth? Look at the Taz, Sifkat and Aleph. Taz is bothered by the relationship between the Ramah's Psak and the case in Beitza. That's Shin Chav Ches Gimel in the Ramah, and the Taz there, Sifkat and Aleph. And then there's a very famous machlokas in the Taz and the Shach, about Yeridea Kuf Tzadi Ches Chav Aleph. It's a Hilchos Nida question. It's a question if a woman forgot to cut her nails on Shabbos, where she has to go to the mikvah. So the shaila is she allowed to have a non-Jew cut her nails for her? It's like Puskim today have like a huge debate about this. What do you do? So in order to be Tovel, she has to cut her nails. So the shaila is, do you say there's an Isra Misayeya in that case? So the Shach and the Taz go nuts. But they talk about Isra Misayeya and Kol Tarakula. And the Taz thinks it's Aser because of Misayeya Dvar Avera. The Shach thinks that the Isra Misayeya is limited to very few cases. Like maybe just the case of the Gemara in Makos and Davcha. Then look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim. Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, and the Kesef Mishnah there. What about a case of Misaya and Kilayim? So the Ravid there has a Hasaga. And then you see the Gemara in Irvin Yud Aleph Mabez. There you have another case parallel to the Gemara in Sadi Gimel about not a Kohen who's Misaya B'Yatzma. What about a Levi who's a Mishorer who's Misaya in a case of Mishoer? Basically, you have a Levi of one type helping out with the Avodas HaLevi of another type. Misaya. So what do you say about Misaya in that case? Okay, so it's trying to put together these different cases of Misaya. And why, given the Gemara in Sadi Gimel, do we say Misaya and Boramish? So we're going to discuss those cases, and we're going to discuss the cases of Shnayim Shasua on Tzadi Gimel next time.
Okay.
It's Yardea Kuf Tzadi Ches Chaval.
What? Next time, our last one.
So we're gonna put together this, the Isra Misaya question with the Shnayim Shasua.
Do you have one on Sunday?
It's up to you.
I personally have four finals.
What do you have?